picture you in the sun, wandering.
You know, this business isn't cheap. You have to pay the band.
Uh-huh.
You have to pay for studio time. You have to pay for engineers. You have to pay to master it. And you're an independent artist.
Yeah.
How do you pay your bills?
Well, that's a good question. I kind of don't know and don't get it, really, how I've been floating it. I think it's just by, like, a wing and a prayer, and things come through. You get a song on a TV show here and there, you know.
You got yours on the OC?
I had that happen, and then a few other ones come
Shrek
in.
Shrek so 2?
Shrek 3.
3.
I think, yeah.
Shrek.
No, you're right, Shrek 2, sorry.
One of them.
Yeah.
So, and, you tour, so.
And you tour, and, it's
just. You sell
just,
the T-shirts.
Yeah, merch helps. I mean, it's like that, It's an interesting way to make a living. But, I have something I believe in. I believe in all this stuff, for better or for worse. And I'm not at the stage of my life where I'm trying to sort of get a nest egg together. I still live very much kind of like a beatnik existence, and I'm fine with that.
When you're asked, though, we'd like you to do a song for a major motion picture or a hit TV show, I mean, obviously it's great advertising for you, and obviously you get nice licensing fees, but do you ever get concerned about the fact that you're somehow compromising your artistic integrity, that you're selling out?
I really don't. I've actually really enjoyed, in particular, the Shrek song was written to order. They asked for a strange love song, so I wrote the line, "You're strange and I'm strange, don't want you to change."
I'm strange and you're strange, don't want you to change, no way.
I just always write from intuition, so when I'm asked to do something and I'm forced to get out of that mode, I think it's another way of overcoming your identity, sort of writing from a different perspective thing. I just think being creative is a gift and it's a gas. It's fun. And now, I mean, I would even, probably give a song to a straight-up advertisement, because I think the rules have changed and integrity is, in some ways, something that you can afford. If I sold millions of records, I probably would never do that. But that's not my reality at the time.